leader of the Lands Party, Justice Minister David Ford, with us this morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction to all this?
I'm absolutely appalled and disgusted at the kind of comments that Adams could make. I mean, it seemed to me that whatever weasel words may be coming out this morning, that it was a deliberate attempt to insult. I mean, I don't know whether it was a deliberate attempt to destabilise the entire talks process at the present time, but frankly...
Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not sure, but it does seem to me that when Gerry Adams reappears in Northern Ireland, it's rarely to do anything helpful in terms of promoting understanding between different parties. And that kind of gross insult, I don't know how those of us who heard Rodney Edwards' tape, you know, played on radio this morning, could believe that it was only talking about some small group of people opposed to progress. It sounded to me absolutely like a complete condemnation of one section of the community.
And do you think the result, whether it was the intention or not, do you think the entire process has been destabilised? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I hope it hasn't been, because those of us who are actually meeting in the leaders' talks along with the two governments need to get real. We need to recognise that the people expect us to make progress. That this sort of, you know, this gross insult from Adams, you know, the same as sort of insulting remarks which Gregory Campbell chose to repeat at the weekend, are doing nothing to move this society forward. People expect better of politicians than that kind of cheap mudslinging. They expect us to knuckle down, to deal with the outstanding issues, to address the needs of the victims of the past, to ensure that we can manage our budget better, that we have new institutions capable of working in different ways of working within the Assembly and the Executive, which provides for effective...
What chance have the talks got, David?
I'm not sure what chance the talks have got. I remember when Mike Nesbitt was asked and talked about 80% a year ago. I'm not going to go into that kind of issue. All I can say is I will be working with my Alliance colleagues to try to get systems in place which provide for dealing with all those issues left outstanding from the Haas process, as well as the other issues about providing good government for Northern Ireland and an executive and an assembly that work. I know that some others are certainly concerned about that as well. What we need to see is an intensive process tomorrow. We need to see further work done when the Secretary of State and the Minister for Foreign Affairs are reported back to the Prime Minister and the Taoiseach. We then need to get back down, get really hard-knuckled down in the intensive process for a couple of weeks in December and solve these problems. So this kind of silly nitpicking from people like Adams doesn't have a chance to destabilise the opportunities for devolved government here, actually delivering for people rather than just being a focus for people grandstanding. That, unfortunately, is what we're getting from too many people at the present time.